This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. When wildfires swept through Southern California, 500,000 people evacuated safely. 4 people in a migrant camp were not among them. Border Patrol agents were taking a routine look at the border with Mexico. They were near a major corridor for illegal immigrants who walk into the United States. And that's where they found 4 charred bodies. It is not clear how long the bodies had been there.
Some illegal immigrants were among those who did evacuate to San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium. 2 couples, including a family with children, were accused of looting. When they couldn't provide documentation, they were turned over to the Border Patrol for removal to Mexico. Following that incident, witnesses say another 24 families staying at the stadium left, concerned over their own legal status.
All across Southern California, many people wondered what to do and what they could do that was safe. NPR's David Folkenflik has this story about a local radio station that was briefly knocked off the air, but still became an extraordinary resource.
On Sunday, KPBS-FM embarked on what became 75 straight hours of uninterrupted fire coverage with updates, stories, listeners' calls, and interviews.
What people should know is, though, that in these times of disaster,
KPBS doesn't have a couple hundred journalists like the Hometown Daily, the Union Tribune, or the flashy choppers of local TV. But it does operate San Diego's dominant NPR member station, and yes, that means it's one of ours, and it's one of the city's last sources of radio news. As program director John Decker says, fires ravaging the area threatened its transmitter.
All of the telephone lines and the power lines that run up the side of the mountain were completely incinerated. We went off the air on Tuesday morning at about 5:30.
After a call from Decker, officials at a commercial music station decided the best way to serve the public was to broadcast KPBS instead. KPBS got back on the air on its own frequency a day later. The station's web staffers were scrambling, too. Online managing editor Lang Kahlo took inspiration from a fairly new Google application called MyMap. People usually use MyMap to pinpoint things like the best places to play golf or get a drink.
The playing that a lot of us on the team do in our free time, I think, has been the key to our success.
This time, Kahlo and KPBS created a virtual map of Southern California speckled with symbols that tell you down to the block what's been burned, where to find shelter, what roads were closed. It was relentlessly updated and became authoritative. California State Fire Agency doesn't even have its own map, but links instead to KPBS. That map has now been viewed well over 1.2 million times. Google was so impressed that its MyMap project manager, Jessica Lee, was awakened in Tokyo at 3 a.m. to talk to me about KPBS.
It's really amazing that they managed to do this. I know they're a small sort of shoestring operation, but if you give people the tools and the technology to do this, you know, they'll do it.
When users overran the map, Google staffers swung into action to help it run smoothly. KPBS also set up a Twitter account that funnels text updates of just a sentence or two to subscribers on mobile phones. About 1,000 people took the feed. Yesterday, KPBS sent out this hopeful note. Except for residents of one development, people throughout the city of San Diego could return home. David Folkenflik, NPR News.